सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So earlier we have seen Kardam Muni has meditated for 10,000 years, and after that, pleased with his tapasya, Bhagwan Vishnu came and he asked for that, I want to get married, you please arrange for a suitable partner which will match my mental attitude. Lord said, I know why you are praying, why you are doing this tapasya, I know. And day after tomorrow, Maharaja Manu will come with his daughter, and for this purpose, and you accept her. On the appointed day, Maharaja came with Devuti. Offer and acceptance was done. Marriage was solemnized there of itself. Then they left for their own capital, Brahmavarta. They left for their own capital. After that, Devuti started serving Kardam Muni. He was doing his sadhana, and he was ingit kobida. Ingit kobida means, the Kardam Muni didn't have to say anything, and she used to understand now Muni requires this thing, and she used to serve. With love, with respect, dedicated service, speaking sweet words, and not caring about her own body, she served for a long time. Long time. And during this second tapas, Kardam Muni got 8 siddhis. 8 siddhis he accomplished. So one day he saw Devuti and said, you have served me and you have not taken care of your body also. Body is so dear to everybody. Seeing an opportunity, Devuti said that you promised me that we will be having children. That promise I want to remind you, and we should have a suitable house for them also. If we get children, then we should have a suitable house also. So now Kardam Muni has got siddhis. Immediately by his yogic power, he created an aerial mansion, which is several stories, well decorated. But Devuti, she was not very happy with that aerial mansion at the beginning. And Kardam Muni was the reader of mind. He understood that she is not happy. Then he asked, please come board this plane. But before that, you go to Bindusaras, created by Lord Vishnu, take a dip there, all the desires are fulfilled. And Devuti has earlier requested that we should have a union of body only when I have got a suitable body, number one, and the state of my mind should be sattvic. Sattvic state of mind is needed. Kardam understood and said, okay, you go and take dip. Once he went inside the pools, he saw a palace. And a palace with 1,000 Gandharv young girls. And when she reached, they got up and said, we are your karmakari, your maid servant. Please tell us what we can do for you. And after that ceremonial bath and all that, they gave Devuti new clothes. Then she did Sirasnan. Sirasnan, her head was, the hairs were all matted, dirty. And after that, she was given, she wore some ornaments also. Then she saw herself in mirror. And she was given good food also. And not only, the drink also. For increasing the metabolism, a drink was also offered to her. Okay. Then after that, she thought of her husband. Now she has become beautiful, like earlier she was princess, Rajkumari. She has become beautiful. The moment she thought, again the yogic power, see the yogic power which Kardam had, by that strength of that yogic power, she came in front of Kardam instantly with 1,000 maids. And when Kardam saw, he said, no, come. And everybody, including 1,000 maids, they boarded that plane. So far we have seen. Now, verse number 39. Canto, chapter number 23, Canto 3.
I think 38. Verse number 38 will start from. Tena yasta loka pabihara kula chalendra dronishu ananga sakham maruta sobhagasu siddhe nuto dudun nipata sivasvanasu Reme chiram dhanadavallalanavaruti.
Tena, by that plane, by that Biman. How was that Biman, that plane? Kamag. Kamag means, as per your desire it will go. As per desire it will go. Achha. Astalokap means the eight directions. We have got eight directions. East, west, north and south. Then we have got east, south corner, then southwest corner, then west north corner, then northeast corner. So 4 plus 4, 8 direction. There are 8 devatas. So Ashtaloka Bihar. These 8 devatas, they go for pleasure. Where Kulachendra means the king of mountains. King of mountains, Mount Meru. You must have heard the name of Meru. So Meru is not here in this world. It's a mountain where all the devatas of 8 directions, they go for enjoyment. Kulachalendra. Then Dronishu. Since the mountain is there, valleys are also there. Dronishu, valleys. Valleys are also there. Then Ananga of passion. Then Sakhamarut. Sakh means companion. Marut means breeze. The breeze is also very gentle. And Sobhagasu. Sobhagasu is beautiful. The valleys are beautiful. Mountain is beautiful. Sobhagasu. Siddhai Nutoho. Siddhai Nuto means Siddhai, those who are Siddha, accomplished, those who are realized. Nuto means praised. All the Siddha, they praise this place. Then Dyudhuni. Dyudhuni means, Dyu means Swarga. Dhuni means which has come from the Swarga. That means Ganga. Dyudhuni, Ganga. Then Patah, coming down. The means Gangaji is coming down. What is happening? Siva Swanasu, vibrating with the auspicious sound. when the water is falling, whenever you go to a fall, you will find there is some sound. That auspicious sound, Gangaji is coming from Swarg, and it was received by Bhagwan Shiv. So when it is following, so where is this Mount Meru? It is in between Prithvi and Surya, somewhere in between. And when they have reached there, they are seeing that from the Swarga, it is falling, Ganga is falling, and there is a sound coming continuously. And that sound is, how is that? Shiva Swanasu. It is vibrating with the auspicious sound. Reme, they enjoyed. Chiram, how long? For a long time they enjoyed. Dhanadabala, where did they go? There were 8 directions. So they went to a direction whose deity or his god of that direction is Kuber. Kuber is the lord of that direction. Lalana Baruti, surrounded by damsel. Kuber is also surrounded by many maidservants. And here, our Kardamji and Devuti, surrounded by 1,000 Gandharv girls. Gandharv girls. So in that aerial mansion, he traveled to the pleasure valley of Mount Meru, which were rendered more beautiful by cool, gentle, fragrant breezes that stimulated passions, and the auspicious sound of the fall of Ganga from Swarga was also being heard. In these valleys, the treasurer of the gods, Kuber, surrounded by beautiful women and praised by Siddha, generally enjoy pleasure. Kardam Muni, also surrounded by beautiful Gandharv girls, and his wife went there and enjoyed for many, many years. Chiram, for many years. So different gods are in charge of different directions. I told you there are 4, east, south, west, and north. And then another 4 corners. So who are the deities? So Indra is the deity of the eastern side of universe. On the eastern side of universe is Indra, deity. Swarga is on that side. Okay. Then the southeastern side. Now this side is south. I am facing east. So next is the right side, south. So this corner, that means southeastern side, the devata is Agni. And the southern side is devata Yama. Punisher of all the sinners. Yam Devata, Lord Death. And Nriti is the southwest. This corner, southwest. Now comes the west. Varun, the god water, is the western side. And the northwest, that means this corner, is Vayu. And Kuber is the treasurer of the northern side. Kuber is on the northern side. And on the eighth direction, northeastern side, is Bhagwan Shiva. So all devatas, all 8 devatas, they enjoy at Mount Meru, which is situated between sun and earth. Kardam went to all directions and also went to Meru, whose all devatas go for enjoyment. Very simple. Like we, the residents of Great Lake or Round Lake, where do you all we go? We go to Independent Grove. That is our ground, pleasure ground. Go for a walk. And this all devatas of all 8 directions, they go to Mount Meru. Okay, 40.
Vaisramvake surasane nandane pushpabhadrake manase chaitrarathe cha sare me ramayaratah.
So, first stop of Kardam and Devuti Vaj, Mount Meru. After that, they visited many other gardens, and the name of those gardens are Vaisrambak, Sursan, Nandan, Pushpabhadrak, Manas. This is Mansarovar, Kailas Mansarovar, Manas, Chaitrarath. All these gardens they visited. Cha sa he Reme enjoyed. With whom? Ramaya, with wife, Rata, satisfied. So they were satisfied in visiting these gardens also. They enjoyed very much. Like we go to different places and we enjoy, say, how did you enjoy? Oh, it was very good, very nice. Similarly, they all enjoyed. Similarly, he had fondly enjoyed himself with his wife in heavenly gardens known as, these are not gardens of this world. These are all heavenly gardens. Vaishrambhak, Sursan, Nandan, Pushpabhadra, Chaitrarath, and by the Mansarovar Lake. Mansarovar, Kailas. Okay. Next.
Vrajishnu Navimanena Kamagena Mahiyasa Vaimanika Nayatiya Seta Charan Lokan Yathanilaha.
Vrajishnuna. Vrajishnuna means splendid. Splendid. Vimanena is the description of the Viman or the plane of Kardam, created by yogic power. It is splendid aeroplane. How is that? Kamagena, Kamak Viman. It flew as per the desire. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything. You have to desire. I want to go to now Switzerland. It will take you. You don't have to speak even. Kamak, desire. We should have such thing. Now I want to go to Delhi. Oh, within second you are there. Kamagena, Mahiyasa, very great. Vaimanikan, Vaimanikan, planes of other devtas. Vaimanikan, all devtas had their own planes. Vaimanikan, Atyaset, it surpassed. The Viman, the plane of Kardam surpass all planes. All planes. Acha. Charan Lokan, traveling loka, yatha anilaha. Because this Viman used to go like air. Anil means air. Like air can go everywhere. Similarly, this Viman of Kardam can go anywhere. No passport, no visa, nothing is required to go to any direction. Acha. So causing. Coursing through the various spheres as the air on that brilliant and great mansion that could fly at will, Kardam surpassed even the gods coursing through the air whose movements are restricted to their own sphere. Movement are restricted to their own sphere. Devta of their one sphere, their Viman can go only one that sphere. So eight Devta, they can go into the eight sphere. But the Viman, the aeroplane of Kardam, can go into any sphere, everywhere. And the example is like Anilaha. You see, Anala, Anila. Anila means air. Anal means fire. So here the word is Anila. Anila means like air. Air does not require any permission from anybody, from going to one place to another. Similarly, the Viman of Kardam went everywhere. So the planes owned by Devta can fly only in their own orbit, you know. In the own orbit. Like you can see the all the planets are there all in their own orbit. They can't come to this earth. Earth cannot go there. They all are their own orbit. Kardam by yogic power could go to all of them. Conditioned jiva cannot go to all planets. We can't go to all planets. Although we are trying to go to Moon and Mars and this and that. We are trying. But conditioned jiva normally, he cannot go there. Kardam was free to go anywhere like here. Why? Because he is realized, he is free, he has got the yogic power. You see, even the devatas are conditioned, you know. Devatas are conditioned. Even Brahmaji is also conditioned. Condition means they have got a limited life condition. So nobody had aeroplane which was equal to aeroplane of Kardam.
Kim durapadante sham pumsamuddama chetasam airashritastirthapadah charanovasanatayah.
Kim means what? Durapadanam, difficult to achieve. What is difficult to achieve? By whom? Tesam, for those. How these people are punsam udyam chetasam, men who are determined. Men who are determined, what is difficult to attain anything? If you have determined in your mind, I want to do this thing, and you keep your determination, you can reach there. Yahi, by whom ashrita, taken refuge, by whom a person who has taken refuge where? Teeth padas charno, who has taken the shelter in the feet of Lord Srihari. And who is Srihari? Vyasanatya means who vanquishes all danger. So Hari can remove all dangers. If I have taken shelter at the feet of Lord Hari, he will remove all my sorrows. So what is difficult for such person? So what is difficult to achieve for a determined man who have taken refuge in the feet of Lord? Feet that are the source of sacred rivers like Ganga and put an end to the sorrows of the worldly life. So Kardam was special not because of by yogic power. Kardam was not special because he had taste siddhis. Why he was, special? But because of he was a great bhakta. He was a great bhakta. That was his first qualification. Yogic power is siddhi is the secondary thing. He is a great bhakta. Kardam was a liberated soul. He was better than devata who are conditioned. Who are conditioned? Devatas are conditioned. Devatas, they don't know Bhagwan, don't know the Brahman. And they don't want to know also. They don't want to know. Because they are always happy. Why we want to know? Because we are sorrowful. Sarvada dukhi. Sometimes you become sukhi. So we want to know. But the devata, they don't want to know. They are always happy. Even if we are also always happy, we don't go to temple, you see. When we are happy, we don't want to see Bhagwan also. Similarly, devata, they are always happy. They don't want to know. So Kardam was Vyasanatya. It indicates he was beyond the position of conditioned soul. Condition. He has become one with the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan says, Jnani is my Atma. There is no difference between me and Jnani. One and same. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also, we have seen the one who is in the Parabhakti, Bhagavan and Bhakti is one and same. Bhagavan and Bhakti is one and same. We have seen all these things.
Prekshaitva bhuvo golam patnayavan swasangsthaya bauhascharyam mahayogi swasramaya nevartata.
Prechaitva, after showing all those gardens, bhuvo golam, so globe of universe, so they went all around. Patnai, with wife, Yaman, as much, Swasanstaya, with all its arrangements. So they visited all places. Swasanstaya. Bhava Ascharam, full of wonders. Full of wonders. Achha. Mahayogi Kardam, Swasramaya, own ashram, Nyavartata. He returned to his own ashram. Returned to his own ashram now. Okay. Holidays over. After holidays over, we all come back to our own home. So they also came back. So after showing his wife the globe of the universe and its different arrangements, full of many wonders, the great yogi Kardam Muni returned to his own ashram. You see, this goal, this planet, they have got in the different eight directions. They are unique. Their climatic conditions are different for their inhabitants. Their climatic conditions are altogether different, suitable for the inhabitants of that planet. And they have different wonderful features. Kardam Devuti saw all and returned to ashram. So in spite of yogic power, Kardam was devotee of Lord. The one thing you have to see, that we have to be the devotee. The first thing is that, what is my qualification? I am devotee. In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita also, we were studying in our last class, Mai Sarvani Karmani, Sanyasya Adhyatma Chetasa. Adhyatma Chetasa means you consider yourself as servant of the Lord. That is your first paichan. First, you are servant of the Lord. After that, I am father, mother, brother, sister, and all that will come second. So Kardam Muni was also, first he was bhakta. Then all the siddhis and everything was secondary to him.
Vivajya navadatmanam manavim suratotsukam ramam niramayan vidreme varsapugan muhurtavata.
Vivajya, having divided. Navadha atmanam, himself divided into nine. Kardam, himself divided into nine. Manavim, devuti. How is manavim? Surot sukam. Surot sukam means she wanted to have children. That was her desire. So every married lady, they want that the children should be there. Okay. Ramam, wife. Nirmayam, gave pleasure. Reme, enjoyed. Varsa Pugan, for many years both they enjoyed and passed, many years passed like that. So after coming back to his own ashram, he divided into nine personalities just to give pleasure to Devuti, the daughter of Manu, who was eager to have children. In that way he enjoyed married life with her for many, many years, which passed just like a moment. It passed just like a moment. Same is our experience. Our grihastha ashram passes very fast. After the end, you say, khatam ho gaya? Yes, over. So Devuti desired children. Muni divided himself into nine. Now many people ask this question, how can Muni divide into nine? There was another Muni whose name was Saubhari Muni. He expanded into eight. Made himself eight. But Lord, you see, the Muni's power is only up to eight or nine. They can divide themselves up to eight or nine. But Lord Krishna, we find, he became 16,008. Why 16,008? He has become infinite. In each one of us, he is there. Now you think how many beings are there in this world. And each being, Lord is there. Next.
Tasmin viman utkrishtam shayyam ratikarim shita nacha buddhya tattam kalam patiya piche vapichena sangata.
Tasmin viman, in that viman. Now that viman is stationed in the ashram. It is not somewhere in the airport. They are living in that multi-story building. It has got many stories. Air-conditioned, everything, all the amenities we have seen, all the amenities were shown, described earlier. So that viman, utkrishtam, excellent, sayyam ratkarim sita, and sayya ratikaram, beautiful sayya beds. Sayya means beds. Beautiful bed. They were staying in now, not in ashram now. Now in the plane with the multi-story building. In the plane. Ratikrimsita situated in there. Na cha buddhyata. And not she noticed tam kalam. She could not notice the kal, the time was passing. Phatafat time was going. Pati apichena, with the handsome pati, sangata, in the company of pati, the time passed so fast, she could not realize that. Sharing with her the most handsome husband, the excellent and delightful bed in that aerial mansion, she did not notice the passing of that long time. So in the material enjoyment also, time passes very fast. You see, when we are dukhi, when we are sorrowful, time does not want to pass. One moment of dukkha seems like it is one yuga. But when we are in the sukha period, even if it is very long, इट सीम्स लाइक अरे बस खत्म हो गया सुख ओवर. द सेम थिंग हैपेंड विथ देवहूति.
एवं योगानुभावेन दंपत्योरममानयोः शतं वैवतीयुः शरदः कामलालसयोर्मनाक्.
एवं एवं दस योगानुभावेन बाय द योगिक पावर बाय द योगी एवरीथिंग गोइंग थ्रू योगिक पावर. योगिक पावर कर्दम जी हैड द योगिक पावर. दंपत्यो द कपल रममानयो व्हाइल एंजॉयिंग. सतम सतम इज हंड्रेड. सतम व्यतीयु पास्ट शरद ऑटम. हंड्रेड ऑटम्स अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर कैलकुलेशन हंड्रेड इयर्स पास्ट दिस वे. हंड्रेड इयर्स पास्ट. काम लालसो यो हो मनाक. काम लालसो डिजायरस ऑफ हैविंग चिल्ड्रेन मनाक. इट सीम्स लाइक ए शॉर्ट पीरियड हंड्रेड इयर्स. अरे felt like even 1 hour had not passed. Everybody wants to stay in that sukh state all the way. So 100 years passed this way. And that seemed to like a very short period. While the couple who eagerly longed for pleasure of senses were thus enjoying themselves by virtue of the yogic power, 100 autumns passed like a brief space of time. Pata nahi laga, 100 years gone.
तस्यामाधत्तरेतस्तं भावयन्नात्मनात्मवित् नोधा विधाय रूपं स्वं सर्वसंकल्पविद्भिः.
तस्याम तस्याम इन हर देवहूति. तस्याम इन देवहूति आधत्त. आधत्त मीन्स प्लेस्ड डिपॉजिटेड. रेतस्ताम रेतस्ताम सेमन भावयन आत्मना आत्मवित् रिगार्डिंग her body has his own body. Regarding Devahuti's body as his own body. Atmavit. Atmavit is the kardam. Kardam is the atmavit, knower of the self. The knower of self, kardam, thinking his wife's body is his own body. Nodha vidhaya. Into nodha means into nine. Vidhaya divided. Rupam, body. So he has taken nine rupa. Swa sarva sankalpa. विद विभु सर्व संकल्प विद. सर्व संकल्प विद. विद मीन्स नोअर. सर्व संकल्प संकल्प ऑफ देवहूति. व्हाट इज द संकल्प देवहूति? शी वांटेड मेनी चिल्ड्रन. दैट वाज द संकल्प. सो नोअर ऑफ द संकल्प ऑफ देवहूति ही नाउ प्लेस्ड सीमेन इन हर. ओके. सो लविंगली रिगार्डिंग her as a counterpart of his own self, the enlightened sage, who could read the thoughts of all and was also capable of granting their wishes, divided himself into nine and impregnated her. So kardam is described here as vibhu. Vibhu means most powerful. Most powerful means he is a realized person, number one. Number two, he has got eight siddhis. And number three, he is a parabhakta. He is a parambhakta. So what is the quality of Parambhakta? Quality of Parambhakta, he always remembers Lord. He will not forget Lord even for one moment. Not even for one moment. It means throughout this period of Grihastha Ashram, he was remembering Lord. Kardam was remembering continuously Lord in Grihastha Ashram also. So he could read the mind of Devahuti and desiring of many children with the yogi power, he produced now nine girls will be coming.
Atasashusube sadhya. देवहूति स्त्रिय प्रजाः सर्वस्ताचारु सर्वांग्यो लोहितोत्पल गंधयः.
अतः देन सा सामन सी सी मीन्स देवहूति सुसुवे गेव बर्थ sadhya instantly. It is not written that 9 months gap was there, sadhya. There is sadhya mukti, instant mukti, and there is krama mukti. Sadhya means instantly. Everything can happen with the yogic power. They can create the whole planet itself. What to talk about few people. With the yogic power, he created 1,000 Gandharva girls. And the aerial mansion also. So now here he says, Susubhe Sadhya, Devuti Striya Praja. Devuti, she gave progeny to 9 females. 9 bachche ho gaye. Achha. Sarva, all of them. Charu sarvangaya, sarvangayo, charu sarvangaya, charming, every limb was charming. So all 9 children were charming. Charming. And lohito utpalagandaya, lohit, red. Color was red at the time of birth. And utpalagandaya, fragrant like lotus. So immediately afterward, the saved Devuti bore on same day 9 female Isus, who were all charming of every limb and breathed the fragrance of red lotus. So all daughters were beautiful. Their bodies were nicely formed. Each resembled as a lotus flower and were fragrant like lotus. Now Devuti's prayer to Kardam to stay on from verse number 49 till the end of this chapter, 49 to 57.
Patim sa prabrajishantam tadalaksho shati sati smayamana viklavena hridayena viduyata.
Patim, husband. Sa prabrajishanta. Prabrajishanta means now going to leave home. That was the one condition which Kardam put, I think you all remember. Before marriage, he told Manu that I will stay with Devuti till she becomes mother. I will stay. Now children has come. He wants to go. Grihastha ashram is over. He wants to go for the sannyas. So, Alaksha, Usati Sati means the beautiful Devuti. Smemana. Outside she is smiling. Now husband is saying, I'm going. And outside he is smiling, but inside, Biklavena, mind is agitated. Agitated. Hirdena, with heart. Viduyata, with a very distraught. In heart, she was very. Are, husband is going away for permanently. He is leaving Grihastha ashram. So he is very agitated, distressed in mind. But outside, smiling like air hostess. What is going on in their mind, Bhagwan Jane? But outside, smiling. Okay, so when she saw her husband about to leave home, she smiled externally, but at heart she was agitated and distressed. Naturally. To dukki baat hai. So Kardam quickly finished his grihastha ashram, traveled in the aerial mansion and all that, in all direction, got children also. Now he wanted to leave grihastha ashram. Devuti was smiling at that time, but in heart she was very sorrowful. Remember, Kartam was remembering Lord every moment in Grihastha ashram also. That is why he could was ready. The moment the promise is over, okay, you will get children. Bacche ho gaye. Now I'm going. Ja. Chuti. So what should we learn from here? In the Grihastha ashram. Did we remember Lord every moment of the life? This is the way we should live. Okay. Then next.
Likhanti adhamukhi bhumim padanakhamani shriya uvacha lalitam vacham niruddhaya shrukalam shanaihi.
Now Devuti is going to tell to her husband, Kardam. Now how is she is going to say, it is said here, Likhanti adhomukhi, adhomukhi, how is her face? Adhomukhi, down, seeing down. Likhanti, she was scratching. Likhanti means likh rahi thi. She was scratching. Scratching what? Bhumim, on the ground. She was writing with the on the ground something. With what? Pada. Nakhamani shriya. Pada, foot. And she was scratching with her nails of her feet, one foot. Scratching. That is normally ladies they do. And how that the nails, radiant gem like Nakhamani shriya. Nakhamani, radiant like gem. Remember, Devuti was looking like a maid servant. Now she has got the nails which are radiant like gem. Ubacha said, Lalitam, charming vacham. Lalita vacham, charming words. Even she is agitated in her mind, but she is speaking charming words. Learn, even if you are agitated inside, how you have to speak outside? Charming words. Niruddha asuru kalam. Niruddha asuru kalam. Niruddha means suppressing. Niruddha. Asuru kalam means the tears. Tears are coming. It's a very sad news. Husband is going away from home. So she suppressed her tears to come out. Sanai, slowly. As she said. So she stood and scratched the ground with her foot, which was radiant with the luster of her gem-like nails. Her head bent down. She spoke in a slow yet charming accent, suppressing her tears. So Devuti was beautiful. Even her nails were also shining like gem, scratching ground. So her mind was very disturbed. Very disturbed. Even in the gopis did the same thing. When the gopis came for that ras in the midnight, at that time Lord Krishna said, go back, why you have come here? Jao apne ghar jao. So they were all in distress. They did the same thing. They were also scratching with their nails of the foot. They didn't want to go home. Now Devuti was there. Devuti is saying, yes.
Devuti ruvacha sarvam tad bhagavan vayam upovaha pratishrutam athapi me prapannaya abhayam datum arhasi.
So first he says sarvam all tad bhagavan that bhagavan mahiyam upovaha mahiyam for me upovaha means fulfilled sarvam pratishrutam pratishrutam promise. So whatever you promise, you have fulfilled. You see the first thing, how to address a person. First thing, you say the positive thing. Whatever you have promised, it's all you have fulfilled. She didn't say, kyun ja rahe ho? I won't allow you this and that. Now the second line he says, athapi me prapannaya abhayam datur marasi. Athapi yet me prapannaya, I have surrendered. I have served you. I have surrendered and I have served you, Prabhupada. Abhayam datu maharshati. You have to give me abhay. Abhay means fearlessness. Fearlessness will come? When you come to know Brahman, then the fearlessness will come. He says, you have got the power of abhay. You know abhay. Abhay, I am not talking about the name of a person. Abhay is Brahman. You know Brahman. Now you have to give me abhay also. You have to give me Brahman also. Okay. So my Lord, you have fulfilled all promises you gave me, yet because I am your surrendered soul, you should give me the fearlessness too. स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज दे के जाओ, यू नो ब्रह्मन, यू नो भगवान, भगवान केम एंड मेट यू ऑल्सो, यू हैव गॉट द अष्ट सिद्धि ऑल्सो, आई हैव सरेंडर्ड टू यू, नाउ इट इज योर ड्यूटी टू गिव मी अभय ऑल्सो. सो देवभूति वॉज फुल्ली सरेंडर टू करदम, सी वॉज डिपेंडेंट ऑन करदम, एंड इट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ करदम टू गिव अभय. See, when Kartam was living at that time, he gave the, all the material wealth. Ab ja rahe hai, he is not going to take the aerial mansion. You enjoy the material wealth. You enjoy the material wealth. Because Kartam knew these material wealth are all temporary. He want to go and enjoy something permanent, the bliss he will enjoy. For Kartam, this aerial mansion means nothing. So, Devuti acknowledges that she got all material wealth which Kartam gave by his yogic power. Now Devuti also wants freedom from the material bandhan. She enjoyed the material wealth. Now she wants to get rid of it. Get rid of it. I don't want to be bound by this material bandhan. She requests him to give abhay, and Kartam has got the abhay. Kartam has got the abhay. So from this verse we should understand what should be the goal of life. Kartam knew the goal of life from the very beginning. Devuti came, got married, enjoyed life. After Grihastha Ashram, she also now realizing here that I have to get this also. Abhay should be attained. That means what? That means the Vairagya has come to Devuti. How Vairagya has come to Devuti? Bhavasukhe doso nusandhiyatam, Shankaracharya said in Sadhana Panchakam. Bhavasukhe, in the worldly pleasures, see the shortcomings. What is the shortcomings of the pleasures of the world? They are all temporary. Bhavasukha are all temporary. So this Devuti has also realized that this Bhavasukha is also temporary. So the Vairagya should be based on the Vivek, not based on the sorrow. Because I am sorrowful, therefore I am going to Himalaya and I will take sannyas. No, that will not be perfect sannyas. You will not realize yourself. Nature of self will not be realized. 52.
Brahman duhitri vistubhyam vimrigya pataya samaha kaschit syan me vishokaya toi prabrajite vanam.
Dekho, you will find Devuti is not holding the feet of Kartam. She is giving very good arguments. Very good arguments. First, she said, you have given me all material pleasures. I accept whatever you promised. I will make, you will be the mother of many children and all that. You have fulfilled that. Accept it. But now you have got a power to give abhay. You have to give me abhay also. Realization. I want to realize that self. Now she is giving another argument. Brahman, oh dear Brahman, addressing her husband Kartam as Brahman. Brahma, the knower of Brahma, is Brahman. Duhitri bhi, the daughters, Duhitri bhi, the daughters. Tubhyam, by you, all the nine daughters from you. Bimrigya, to be found out. Pataya sama, they will get their suitable husband. They will get married, they will go away. All of them will go away. कश्चित स्यात में, कश्चित स्यात में विशोकाय त्वई प्रव्रजिते वनम. इफ यू गो टू वन, त्वई इफ यू गो टू वन फॉरेस्ट, यू वांट टू गो लीव द गृहस्थ आश्रम. कश्चित स्यात में विशोकाय, हु विल गिव मी दैट नॉलेज बाय विच आई विल बी फ्री ऑफ शोक. विशोक, How can I transcend the permanent soak of Janma and Mrityu? If you go away, 9 daughters will get married and they will go with their husband. I am alone. You are not there. So who will remove my this soak of going into the Janma and Mrityu? And how this soak will go away? Only with the knowledge of self. Only with the knowledge of self we can come out from the cycle of Janma and Mrityu. My dear Brahman, as far as your daughters are concerned, they will find their own suitable husbands and go away to their respective home. But who shall give me the solace after your departure as a sannyasi? Bishokaya. Who will protect? And in the Shastra it is said, women are always under protection till marriage, protected by father. After marriage, protected by husband. And after that, protected by son. But there is no son. Dekho, arguments, see the beautiful arguments of Devuti. Where is son? If you want to leave me. Okay. So Devuti is worried about her safety. She is telling that who will protect me after you leave, or who is going to help me to transcend this cycle of birth and death. Further, a spiritual master cannot live without giving spiritual knowledge to dependent who has served him. You see, a spiritual master cannot leave a dependent who has served him without giving spiritual knowledge. That is another condition. He cannot go. And Kardam will not go. Kardam will not go. Because Lord Kapila, Bhagwan Kapil is going to come. He will not go. He will accept it. So it is his duty to give abhay.
Etavatalam kalena vyatikrantena me prabho indriyartha prasangena parityakta paratmanah.
Etavata, so much of time. So much of time, 100 autumns passed in enjoying. 100 years. Alam kalena vyatikrantena me prabhu. Vyatikrantena past. Kalen means time. Alam means for nothing. So we passed all this time for nothing. Oh my Lord. Now she is realizing that all this material enjoyment were paltu. We also will realize in course of time, or are realizing this, ki we have spent Griha Sahasram doing all this thing, what we have attained. Indriyartha prasangena, the whole time was spent in indriya artha. Indriya means senses, artha means objects. Prasangena, whole time was wasted in the sense enjoyment. Parityakta Paramatmana, disregarding Paramatma, our story. This is our story. In the Grihastha Ashram, we all have enjoyed material enjoyment, sense objects enjoyment. Did we remember Bhagwan? Socho. And she is accepting. See the intellect of Devuti. She is realizing that the whole this Grihastha Ashram we have wasted in sense enjoyment. At what cost? We didn't remember, Lord. But earlier I told you, Kartam was constantly remembering Lord. Because he is a Parabhakta. He is not a Aparabhakta. Parabhakta always remembers Lord. He cannot stay without Lord even for a moment. But Devuti, she was enjoying material wealth. Until now we have simply wasted so much of our time in the sense gratification, neglecting to cultivate the knowledge of the Supreme Lord. This is what we are doing in Grihastha Ashram. So whole life cannot be spent in material enjoyments. Life should be balanced and the steps should be taken for the spiritual advancement also. spiritual atoms also. Therefore, in Bhaj Govindam, the first verse says, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam Bhaj Moodamate. A mood. Mood means we are all fools, according to Shankaracharya. We are all fools. Bhaj Govindam, Govindam Bhaj Moodamate. Do karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga. Samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukkhan karne. Samprapte sannihite kale. The moment we are born, the date of death is also nischit. Sannihite kale, when the Lord death will come. Nahi nahi rakshati dukkhan karne. You will not be protected by your secular knowledge. You will not be protected by your secular knowledge. I am Pandit of Sanskrit. So what? You will not be protected. One more we'll see.
Indriyarthesu sajjantya prasangastvai me kritah ajanantya param bhavam tathapi astu abhayayami.
Indriyarthesu sajjantya. Indriyarthesu, sense object. Indriya arth. Indriya sense. Indriya arth means sense objects. In sense objects, sajjantya. We were attached. We were enjoying sense objects. Prasangatvai mekrita. And affinity for you. This is Devuti saying. This is Devuti's understanding. Not Kardam's. I was attached to you, enjoying the sense object. Mekrita, I did it. Mekrita, I did it. Ajanantaya, not knowing. I was ignorant that you can give me abhayapad. I didn't ask for that. Even in the Lord Krishna and Arjun, they are together for a long time. Arjun never asked for the Atma-gyan. Lord never gave. Similarly, they were together for 100 years. Devuti never asked for that knowledge. And Kardam also didn't give it. Ajanantya, not knowing, param bhavam, your param bhava, I know you know that you can give me. Tathapi astu abhayame. Tathapi, nonetheless, as to let it be, abhayame, rid me of all fears. Abhaya, give me that abhaya now. So not knowing your transcendental glory, I have loved you while remaining attached to the objects of senses. Let the affinity I have borne to you nonetheless rid me of all fears. Generally, women desire material enjoyments. Generally. Devuti is also of the same category. She also enjoyed. It is said, sadhu sang of one moment can bring change in life. Sadhu sang of one moment. One moment sadhu sang will change your life. But she was for 100 years with him, Kardam. But her mind was in the world only. So she was with Kardam for a long time but did not get the benefit of spiritual knowledge which Kardam had. Kardam had that knowledge. So she is realizing Kardam's greatness now and seeks fearlessness. Seeks fearlessness. Before you go, you have to give me this abhay. Deke jana hai. So some more verses are there. We'll see in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.